Texas Sicario by Harry Hunsicker, performed by Eric G. Dove. Alejandro Sandoval liked money. Occasionally, the thought crossed his mind that this might be a sin. If he still attended Mass, he might have asked his priest. But he had little time for church, or for much of anything for that matter, his second job being more labor-intensive than he'd imagined, and more lucrative. Alejandro tried not to think about sin and priests and such. Instead, he concentrated on the good fortune that had come his way, the opportunity for a better life for his family and him. After all, wasn't that what America was all about? The chance to better yourself. Right now, there was so much plastic-wrapped good fortune in the back room of his tire store that he couldn't process the numbers in his head. The dollar figure that belonged to him from each shoebox-sized package. His cut was only a tiny fraction, but the quantity this week alone was so vast that he wondered what he would do with the extra cash. Fortunately, this was the last of it for a day or so. A few dozen kilos stacked in a cramped area behind the office, the air thick with the chemical tang of new tires and a fragrant herbal aroma from the packages themselves. The man from the restaurant, another spoke in this particular wheel of opportunity, would arrive at any moment to take the shipment to a place where the distribution would begin, an area of the operation with which Alejandro didn't concern himself. Alejandro's life was full enough without worrying about others' responsibilities. The business, a wife and two sons, the ever-increasing amounts of cash that needed to be handled. A life so different from that of his father, who'd spent decades as a cobbler in Guanajuato, hunched over the shoes of rich men. Alejandro wondered what Papa would make of his only son. Surely this newfound success would change the old man's stubborn way of thinking. These people with their packages were just businessmen, just like Alejandro himself. His phone chimed, a text from the restaurant man, now in the alley behind the tire store. Alejandro replied that he was ready. 20 minutes later, the transfer was complete, the restaurant man departing in his van. Tomorrow, one of the jefes would drop by Alejandro's tire store with a grocery sack full of cash and information about the upcoming schedule. Until then, Alejandro was free to relax. He lit a cigarette, his only indulgence, and gathered up the trash that had accumulated in the storeroom over the past few days. Outside, the sky was cloudless, the heat fierce. August in Texas, so much hotter than the mountains back home. He walked across the alley, threw the trash into the dumpster. That's when the man in black appeared, and Alejandro Sandoval came to understand that for every opportunity, a price must be paid. The man wore a clown mask, a silencer-equipped pistol in one hand. Alejandro started to speak, but the words wouldn't form, his tongue thick and dry. The man raised his arm, and Alejandro felt a thump in his belly. He shuddered. An instant later, he lay on the dirty asphalt, gasping for breath. Pain spiked deep in his stomach. The taste of blood filled his mouth. The man pointed the pistol at his face.
"Please, don't."
Alejandro's voice was a whisper, lungs not functioning quite right. The killer didn't reply.
"Por favor, amigo. My wife, my children, they need me."
Alejandro tried to move his legs, but they refused to work properly. The killer shook his head.
"No soy tu amigo,"